You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Idris Elba.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, man. It's so nice to see you.
Good to see you again.
It just occurred to me that the answer to that question is obviously your cookie. No, sorry. I'm going to get fired now.
Let's start with the most important thing. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
A week ago, celebrated his birthday.
Thanks.
Did you do anything special?
No, I didn't do anything special, no. I was working all day. I mean, pretty boring. Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, man.
No one throws a birthday for you?
Listen, when you turn 21, man, you know, you...
I hear you, man.
You just work keep it low all key. Day, you know. Yeah.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, you know what's funny is, like, Idris got to the show early today, and so he's hanging out backstage, and then you were just like, you're early, and then Idris was like, yeah, man, so where's the booze? And I was like, I pray you don't, like, come out drunk, like, just walking out. I was hoping you were going to come out and just be like,
blah. I'll explain something to you.
I told you I was going to do that
right.
Drunken man thing. I'm working on a skit. It's new.
Listen, you know, Trevor, look, you know, these guys...
You said you'd give me more love.
You could be anything, you know that? You could be anything. Before we talk about The Mountain Between Us, let's talk about some of the other work you're doing. You just completed your directorial debut.
Yeah.
Directing your first film. Congratulations
on
that.
Yeah, it was great.
What's
Thank you.
What's that like? Because, I mean, you're an esteemed actor. What's it like when you have no control in the scene, but you have control over the scene?
Yeah, mate, it was amazing. It was amazing. I mean, you know, like, I've been working for a long time. I've worked with Ridley Scott, Guillermo del Toro, some really fantastic directors, but I never got to use the language they use, which is, you know, the 360 language of making film.
Like cut and action.
Yeah, no, I do. You know what I mean? And actually, what's weird is that I never got to say cut or action.
Right. Wait, on this film?
No, because the first AD would say it. So I'd be like, and action! Shut up! Sorry. Yeah, you know, and it was like constantly he did it. But anyway, I got used to that. But just the idea of being able to sort of construct film.
Right.
And all this stuff that I had learned as an actor, I could use it in directing a film was incredible. I loved it. Loved it.
It's a story based in London, I mean, inspired from Jamaica. It's a film called Yachty.
Yeah.
You said you enjoyed making it because it touched on your two passions, and that is film and music. What's the story of the film, and why is it film and music?
Okay, so it's based on a book that was pretty popular in the 80s called Yachty, and it's a novel, and it's about a young kid from Jamaica who ends up in London in the early 80s. And in the early 80s back then, you know, there was a real sort of war between, you know, Jamaican immigrants and police.
Right.
I mean, you know, they just didn't get along. So basically, this story is about this kid who follows his passion to be a DJ, comes to London and ends up becoming a gangster. And, you know, it spans from 1972 to 1983, which is when I was born, in my first 10 years of life. So I kind of really relate to it.
And you're a DJ as well, so I mean that's part of your vibe. How many gigs do you play?
This year I did a 10-year.
Oh, that's a long ass gig.
That's a long gig.
I know we love you, Idris, but this is too long.
I did like a 10-date tour this year.
Right.
Next year I'm doing a longer tour. I love DJing, man.
Is there anybody who only knows you as a DJ and has no clue that you act? Is it like one guy who's like, I love this guy? And it's like, yeah, he was good in that movie. What movie?
No, I get that all the time, man. Like, really young kids that, you know, like, that are young, and they go, yo, I just seen this thing. String a Bell? What's that?
And you're like the greatest series of all time?
No, not really.
The Wire? It is. Come on, it is.
Arguably.
We will argue that right now. All right, let's talk about the film, The Mountain Between Us. I don't want to give away much in the film, but it is a story that is set... we see it in the trailer, so I'm not giving too much away. It's a plane crash.
Yeah.
Yourself and Kate Winslet play these two people who are flying on a tiny little plane that crashes.
Yep.
And then you begin the journey of survival.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a simple story. It really is about survival, and it's about trust. And it's about two people that are very, very different who discover themselves. They're very different approaches to survival. And then they discover themselves, and then, you know, eventually, you know, they make whoop, and then,
What he's saying is they make a musical instrument that you play.
No spoilers, but it is a love story, and it's you know, I think actually in this day and age in filmmaking, you know, films are a great way to, you know, express an idea, and I think we need films that express love. I think we really do at this point. And this movie is about that. It's about the perilous journey towards trust when you don't know someone. And then, of course, you know, you put a man, a black man, in minus 38. You know, there's some drama going to happen. You know.
Is it just a movie about a black man fighting snow? That's essentially all it is. Oh, man.
But I really enjoyed making it. Hani Abu Assad, who directed Paradise Lost and Omar, who's a phenomenal Palestinian director, you know, he just brought a simplicity to it. We shot it in Canada, in Invermere, in minus 38.
Right.
And, you know, there was no green screen. I mean, it was real. And Kate Winslet, she's a pro, a goddess of an actor. And we had a great time.
You use the word simplicity over and over again. And it, in many ways, is a simple story. But I found that it was what added to the complexity of the journey. These are two people. And it's not a journey about a crash. It's not just a journey about two people stranded. It felt like it was the ultimate journey of which side of humanity we use. You know, is it the logical side,
right,
or is it the heart? Because you have two people who are stranded going, what's the logic of being free or like finding, you know, help, rescue?
Yeah.
And what is the heart side of
what
it?
What does the heart do?
Which do you think you're more of in real life? Are you Idris the thinker or are you Idris the heart?
I think a lot. I definitely think a lot. But I think when I move with my heart and guts.
Right.
You know what I mean? It turns out that you have half as many neurons. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Half as many neurons in your stomach, in the lining of your intestines, as you do in your brain. So that feeling that you call the gut instinct is really the synapses happening. And it is. It's an emotional reaction when you feel something. You feel it in your stomach. And then your brain does the thinking based on logic and memory and all of that, but your gut tells you whether it feels good or not. That's a true story, guys.
I don't know.
It's true.
Now I don't know.
Trust me.
Now I don't know. I will say this. I have seen you act in many different roles. We've seen Idris the gangster. We've seen Idris the god, you know, in Thor. We've seen Idris the policeman, Luther. We haven't really seen a lot of Idris, just the dashing leading man, just very handsome, not punching anything or anyone. And, like, can I tell you? So, like, I went to watch the movie with a woman, and then I didn't appreciate you being as sexy as you were. Because it's not, like, nice to sit next to someone who the whole time in the movie is just like, And I'm just like, I hope you will choke on this popcorn. And then Idris will have to come and save you. Was it different for you playing like this type of... Because it's subtle and it's really beautiful and you are mad sexy in this story.
Thanks.
In like ways we've never seen you before.
Oh, thanks, man. That's a compliment. Thank you very much. I mean, you know, look, the truth of the matter is the film wasn't designed for me to be sexy or anything, right. You know, I think, though, there's something beautiful about two people that fall in love in the face of adversity, in right. the cold and all that, you know, and boning. And... but no, there is something beautiful about the, you know, the simplicity of it. And listen, you're right. I play extreme characters. This isn't an extreme character. He's a very, he's a brain surgeon, actually.
Right.
See? I do know what I'm talking about. He's a brain surgeon, and you know, he's no survivalist.
Right.
You know, she's the survivalist in the movie. But his logic gets them to a certain point, and her heart gets them to a certain point.
Before I let you go, what are you excited about coming up in the future? You're directing, you're acting, you're fighting all over the world. What are you doing right now? What are we looking
anymore.
Forward to?
No, honestly, rest. Yeah. I'm going to do sleep. I'm actually, really, truly, I'm doing some comedy, man. I'm going to do some comedy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like...
Why do you have to say it like
because
that?
Because you... I'm looking forward to it, funny. Idris. I was like happy, serious. I was like, oh, wow, like you're coming to my house. That's what
you
I
were like.
No, I didn't mean it like that at all.
No. Actually, yeah, no, next year I'm, I shouldn't really say it, but I'm doing a show that's surrounded my DJing.
Right.
And it's a comedy.
Well, this is exciting. Idris Elba,
I'm super
excited. Comedian slash DJ. I'm looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I love you, man.
Thank you. The Mountain Between Us will be in theaters October 6th. You want to go watch this movie, Idris Elba, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.